Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful world we call Eden. The guys on the other side probably have a few words for it too, but it's not a computer simulation yet. I'm George Freund, I'm your guest host from Canada. We are the last hope, the last bastion of defense for the planet Earth, because we understand the great concepts of the war that is being waged. And believe me, you are at war. The greatest propaganda operation ever unleashed in human history is upon you. The greatest operation to control thought, opinion, and belief is upon us. And we have to resist that with every fiber of our bodies, our minds, and our souls if we're going to come out of this. And I believe we are tipping the scale in the direction of victory. The enemy will never admit defeat, even when we haul them away and put them before courts or take them to some sort of prison facility. They'll still hold their views and opinions. They are brainwashed so thoroughly. But that's immaterial, because the strong must survive. And we are the strong. That's why they have to use these tricks against us. Because they know when we join together and form a resistance to tyranny, there is nothing they can do to take that train off the tracks. And everything they do to attempt it makes our train steam stronger and harder. To cast them aside into the dustbin of history and return to a normal stasis of freedom. Anyone who tries to take any system and put it in some sort of artificial stasis has to fail, because it's not natural, and it has to implode upon itself and collapse. It can only be kept inflated with energy being put into it that is unnatural to the system. And when you interfere with that and it returns to its status quo, all that falls apart. And that's something we have to bear in mind. And part of that energy is our thought energy, to not comply to all these lies, manipulations, and just total crap that is sent to us. If you went to a high-class restaurant and you sat down in your nice evening clothes with your charming family or date with you, and someone served you horse manure on a plate, would you get a little angry, a little upset? And that would probably be infinitely preferable to the toxic brews and poisons that are being served to you in a needle that may very well be a euthanasia weapon to eliminate you from existence. You don't have to smile. You can grit your teeth and clench your fists. That's an acceptable reaction to an attempt at homicide. You don't have to listen to the enemy coercing you, cajoling you, teasing you, tempting you, scaring you into submission. You turn it off. Maybe even violently smash the receiver set into the floor to pieces, because they cannot have your mind, your soul, your liberty, and those of the people you care for. That is the war we face, like any war. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to ride into the belly of the beast one more time. It would be like the charge of the light brigade. Cannons to the left of me, cannons to the right of me. But we don't care because we're at full gallop waving our swords in the air. And we're going to capture the enemy and put it down once and for all, because this is the battle of eternity. It really is. And they hide these things from you so that you don't know. And when you find out, it has to change the very essence of your being and turn you into a determined victor as opposed to an exploited slave. And that is the game plan. One of my researchers found something on a Canadian government website. They don't hide what they're doing. It's lost in volumes of information. But it's there in the open for you to see and to read. There is no conspiracy. There are just facts that are hidden away that you cannot access. And mandarins of words to twist and manipulate truths into something else. In the most heinous abuse of power that you could imagine. This piece was called Exploring Bio-Digital Convergence from the Policy Horizons Canada, which I never heard of before. And I imagine somehow it wasn't talked about in any election or briefing from anyone in government to the people, except to the diabolical evil that is waging war for your very soul. They make it sound like a trip to Wonderland. That's something I'll be talking with my buddy James Harp. He's going to review these documents, and we'll get into this in the second hour. But ultimately, that's the game plan, is to turn you into something else and use this fear, this injection, this pandemic as the means to stampede you into the trap or fall off the cliff. So they talk about three ways bio-digital convergence is emerging: full physical integration of biological and digital entities. So you're not even considered a person. You're a biological entity. Co-evolution of biological and digital technologies. You're not a biological technology. You are a God-created being, created in the image of our Lord. That's what you are. And they have absolutely no concept of that. And they twist it and bastardize it in ways that are just despicable. Conceptual convergence of biological and digital systems. That sounds very human, a biological system. Because you've been degraded to such a point that your life, your existence, your brain, your soul, your mind has absolutely no value as God intended it to be. And you've just become a commodity, an instrument of something or another. And I can guarantee you, when they get their wish, they talk as if it's a utopia. When you read this, all the things you'll be able to do is a human cyborg hybrid. It's just a panacea. Except I was teasing James when we touched base this morning because our guest had to cancel due to illness. And I just said, remember that old song? This is what you're getting, working in a coal mine. Because you're their slaves. They captured you. They will show you no quarter. You see how they basically torture people to death with this injection and just flat out kill them, and it makes absolutely no difference. And all the people who are standing in the wings to get medical treatment or to have a procedure done of some sort or another are allowed to die, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when they wage the psychological warfare that many are pushed to the brink and end their lives, because they don't have the coping mechanism. And one of the big reasons they don't have a coping mechanism is because they don't have power hour. And they don't know there's a war. And they don't know that there are people fighting it. And they don't know the truth. Because if they did, they'd know they were not alone. That not only are we with them, but God is with them in the titanic struggle of the ages. And this struggle can and will be won. Because when God raises you to speak, to be a prophet, to do something, it is for victory, not for passing the time of day or some selfish, ill-gotten gains. It is for victory of His people. And we don't understand this as a war, and that leaves us depleted. Because when we understand the concepts of war, we see very clearly the tide is turning. I said that last week, and I used the South Pacific analogy, the Great War with Japan, because it was a long, brutal, drawn-out process, but all the major factors are there. We had our Pearl Harbor surprise attack. We're knocked flat. We don't know what hit us. Slowly we pick ourselves up, we start looking around, and we start figuring it out. And then we start to push back, and we get to the Battle of the Coral Sea, where it's a 50-50 split. But then we realize our enemy isn't as strong as he thinks he is, and that we have power. We just have to use it and have confidence. And we amass that power and those skills. We go to the next battle, the great battle of Midway, where we kick the crap out of them. And the tide turns. And I love those words from the returning pilots going back to their carriers when they sank a Japanese carrier. Scratch one flat top. And in our war, it's scratch one vac center. Because nobody's showing up. Nobody's going to take it. Somebody did a video going through the Marine base asking Marines, are you going to take it? So I really can't say what the most popular answer was, but Semper Fi has been replaced by the letters F-U. You got to love Marines. Because they had to spill them in all these battles that I talked to you about. So that's something to be proud of. It's a heritage. Because after Midway, then came the island campaigns. The brutal wars in the jungle. Guadalcanal, Tinian, Saipan, pick one, hell, and more. But we persevered. In the jungle, they have a term, and in the military as well, too, it's called hand-to-hand combat. But because this is a psychological war more than anything else, it's head-to-head combat. You are locked in mortal head-to-head combat with the enemy. And the enemy is frequently on the TV screen, on the radio, in the newspaper. Burn the damn newspaper. Send them back the ashes. And tell them they can stick it where the sun don't shine. Why would you pay for someone to destroy your life, to destroy your country, to shred your constitution? Why would you pay them for that? With the end result is you will be a cyborg slave working in the coal mine. Regardless of whatever utopianist words they try to lure you into, it's a trap. The simple trap is the mouse trap. You have to put something good on there to lure the mouse to the trap. You should be wise enough to understand you're being baited. It's very, very important. And when we get through this island hopping campaign, because we don't have to take all the ground. It's immaterial. War combat is a fluid motion. That's why most of the great dictators have lost, because they stood their ground to the last man, the last drop of blood, and made grave tactical errors. Sometimes the best thing to do, and you learn this in martial arts, is to just stand aside and let your enemy be defeated with his own energy, his own force. And you turn it around on him, pile him into the ground, it's over. And that's what you have to do frequently. There's times you can advance. There's times you have to pull aside. Stay in a secure position and wait for that window of opportunity where you can do devastating damage to the enemy. And these are the enemies of God, the enemies of freedom, the enemies of you, the enemies of creation, and every generation that will come after us. It's that kind of war. So don't ever forget, in part of this turnaround, a group of constitutionally backed police officers here in Ontario are taking the governments and various police chiefs to court about these regulations that they're trying to force them to enforce, which are completely unconstitutional. It shouldn't even be a subject for conversation. As soon as you start saying out that you're going to do something unconstitutional, it would be just like the same thing as you're advocating murder. Well, it's against the law. You don't have to wait for someone to murder a whole bunch of people and then take them to a court to get them convicted. It's against the law right from the get-go, so you don't have to do it. So if you go to work as a police officer and the chief comes up and you say, yeah, we're going out tonight and we're going to kill 50, 60 of these buggers. It's an unlawful order. You don't have to obey it. And if that order is unconstitutional, it's the same thing. You just have to have the courage to stand up for what's right. Sometimes that means you take a bit of a beating. But it ain't nothing compared to the beating these ones are going to get when it's all over. They will rue the day they ever started to contemplate these things. Because I have it on good account from the God who gives us life and power that we are strong, much stronger than Satan and his mandarins. Because if they were strong, they would just come flat out and conquer us. But they're weak. So they have to use every snidely trick that you can imagine to twist, to manipulate, to deceive, to get us to be our own enemies to ourselves and our brothers and sisters. That is a sign of great weakness. In this military analogy, I see things in the news in the last little while that, you know, they're starting to panic because they're dropping the age limits to say, oh, we're going to vaccinate children. We have to vaccinate pregnant women. We have to do this. We have to do that. When you're in enemy territory and their front is collapsing, what do you think they do? Because you're fighting evil with capital letters right across the board, is they just kill anyone around. They shoot the women and children, the pregnant women, anyone, because they know they're losing. And they have to fire off whatever rounds they can fire off in some vague hope that maybe they'll be victorious. And this is the same thing. As they drop the age or change circumstances, it's because they're getting desperate. They're not getting the numbers they need. They got to have a body count, as you used to learn in Vietnam. So to get the body count, you just kill anybody. Because once they're dead, they can be anything you want. And they're panicking. And it's a terrible thing because more lives will be lost and wasted. But it is a war. War comes with casualties. And those casualties, whether they know it or understand it or not, will be buying back our freedoms. They are the human mire of the field that these swine will drown in. But their souls are sacred unto God, and hopefully they realize that as time goes on. I had many rants to have. The biotechnology one really threw me for a loop. My rant before this is I came across a couple of books, which I embedded in the library section of my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. That are the textbooks for what we're going through by two of the greatest psychiatrists, psychologists that ever lived. The more recent one is called Rape of the Mind by Joost Merlu, and he was a Dutch psychologist. psychiatrist who studied what happened to the Dutch people in occupied times of World War II when the Nazis were in the country. And he was a specialist on the Korean War, and something we hold near and dear to our heart in understanding, brainwashing and mind control. I'll read you a short snippet of one of his quotes. "He who dictates and formulates the words and phrases we use, he who is master of the press and radio, is master of the mind. Repeat mechanically your assumptions and suggestions. Diminish the opportunity for communicating dissent and opposition. This is the formula for political conditioning of the masses." Have you been banned on Facebook? Are there 12 glorious doctors who are vilified by corporate media? Are there other patriots who are denigrated and ridiculed? This is exactly the formula for what Dr. Merleau called menticide. They are killing your mind, your very mind, and turning you into that robot. This book explains how scientific brainwashing is done and argues that hardly anyone can resist such. As you see probably by looking at many people around you, how completely and totally gone they are. And then that classic word, even before I found this book, that I understand very, very well, fear and continual pressure are known to create a menticidal hypnosis. The conscious part of the personality no longer takes part in automatic confession. The brainwashee lives in a trance, repeating the record grooved into him by somebody else. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. See you on the other side of the break.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have Quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off Quercetin, this month only, at thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Battle of the Ages, the War of Eternity. How it will be termed or discussed will probably be something future historians yet unknown will describe to us. But we are in the trenches. We are under fire. We are being assaulted on every front imaginable. And the reason we are is because generally we were not astute. We did not know. It came as a surprise, like a mugging late at night, where you're clubbed from behind and thrown to the ground. And after they're gone, you kind of wake up and scratch your head and wonder, what happened? My body's sore, my money's gone, and I'm slow to get up. But get up, we shall. Rise up, we shall. Fight back. We shall. Victory will be ours. One of Host Merleau's sayings was, "The flight from study and awareness is much too common in a world that throws too many confusing pictures to the individual. For the sake of our democracy based on freedom and individualism, we have to bring ourselves back to study again and again. Otherwise, we can become easy victims of a well-planned verbal attack on our minds and our consciousness." How very, very true. So when we see this giant mind control program unleashed all over the place that they call woke or anything similar to it, this is exactly what it is. It is psychological warfare unleashed upon you to brainwash you, to break you down, to turn your mind and your thoughts into quivering jello so that they can be rebuilt and rehatched in a new image your master has determined, because you are not free at that point. Because if you dare question the narrative or the idea, you obviously know you have been enslaved and conquered. And maybe unlike physical realities of the past, where the master's whip burns into your flesh, which may be an advantage because that pain will tell you that your master is evil. and that you have to build your strength and prepare for the day where you turn the circumstances around. But by using these psychological warfare words and extricating you from a reality that is your existence and laying you prostrate for them to walk all over you is a very different kind of thing. It doesn't have that sharp focus as the blow, the whip, or the beating to bring you back to some semblance of consciousness to understand what is happening to you. When I hear some of the news and things that aren't news, you just see that these individuals do not practice what they preach and are evil collectivists of the most horrid manner. Friends of mine were looking for a new doctor. They're a senior couple. They find one in the community. But the doctor won't take them as patients. That doctor only takes gay people and transgender people. So you're being deprived of basic human rights. You tell us that we're supposed to give basic human rights to people, and the people that take them or claim them or desire them have absolutely no intention of respecting your human rights and want to turn that on its head. A great university in the United States, Cornell, had a rock climbing class or course. No privileged white males can attend. That started a little firestorm on campus, and I believe they're amending their policies. But you see what's in their hearts, the evil, the total evil in their hearts, because they want to do what Merleau conceived. They want to rape your mind, and they enjoy it. It's fun. Not so much fun for the one on the receiving end. One of the other great books is The Crowd, A Study of Popular Mind by Gustav Le Bon. So most of you probably never heard of him, but many people had. He was very influential in many political leaders. You probably heard of one. I did a show on him. Theodore Roosevelt, Benito Mussolini, Sigmund Freud, José Ortega y Gasset, Adolf Hitler, Vladimir Lenin. Because you have to understand the crowd to win. And what are they doing to us? They're mobilizing the mob. The mob is the same as the lynch mob. And after the rape of the mind, where they just become automatons, devoid of any thought or reason, you can direct and command them to do anything, and they will, with bloodthirsty consequences. Le Bon said very clearly, the masses have never thirsted after truth. That is very true. Most people disdain it, like you were giving them, you know, maybe at best castor oil, but probably more strychnine with your castor oil. They turn aside from evidence that is not to their taste, preferring to deify error. Error is their God. It's not my God, and that's why I go for the truth. And even if it takes me to accept ridicule or disdain from other people, it is still the truth. It is the compass in the forest. It sets us free. Preferring to deify error, if error seduced them, and it does, it seduces them wildly. Just have to think about global warming and all the crap about that. I have a couple of good videos from Sky News presenters getting into some of the details of that. Very, very good. And things like that have been discussed here on Power Hour. 0.4% of the atmosphere is carbon. 0.4. Make a pile of anything. Bricks, toys, anything. And put the 0.4 against the rest. And it's very obvious what you've got. And then out of that 0.4, a small percentage is man-made, and an even smaller percentage than that can be hung on the shingle of any developed country. So it's infinitesimal. You're going to take a very small decimal and go against close to 100%. Those numbers almost rival the COVID joke, too. You know, you've only got a like 0.4% chance of dying, approximately, and a 99.56% chance of your immune system beating the crap out of it if you have one. But see, you can't say things like that. They're going after Dr. Mercola for that big time. So he's backing down a little bit, but he's doing strategic withdrawal, just like I said before, where sometimes you have to step aside, let them crash, and come from a position of strength and strangle them. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim. But I don't intend to be the victim. I intend to be the victor with the people we reach on this radio program and many others like it. Because that is the great game. And we play it well with whatever disdain they want to throw at us. It's a badge of honor. The Bible speaks a lot about persecution and what happens to the persecuted. And our reward is in heaven, and I'm patient. I can wait. But here on earth, we have a duty. We have a job. We have responsibilities. And that is to keep Satan away from our children, our lives, and the ultimate usurpation of our species here on earth. That's why they divide and conquer. And they've been working overtime on that too. One cute little slogan a friend sent me was, sick until proven healthy is no less tyrannical than guilty until proven innocent. You see, when you start to turn things around a little bit with the verbiage, you see how it's been weaponized. And people's minds are anesthetized. Proverbs 29:25. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. A very good proverb, because they've made us to fear our fellow men and women. But I trust in the Lord, so I have no fear of them. And I enjoy the day when we join together again to defeat this common enemy and vanquish it from existence. Johns Hopkins had a chart on the plague in India. And it's quite cute because you see like a mountain peak rising as infections began. And then they started to use ivermectin. That horrible word you can't say. To start driving down the other side of the slope to the valley. Then in the beginning of March, they started the jab. People started dying. And then the curve rises way past the mountain and looks like the debt curve. What could that possibly be telling us? The murder weapon is functioning flawlessly. Here in Canada, another act of desperation is because of all the confusion with getting these poison shards ready, is the Prime Minister tells us just to mix and match. Which anyone with even the slightest bit of intelligence should realize, you know, my Chevy part may not work on my Mazda. Something for my diesel engine may not go too good with a gas engine. But that's just showing you their desperation. So it's something to take heart in. And anyone foolish enough to take it will pay the price. The Seychelles Islands, which is a nice little subset of what's going on, vaccinated a lot of people. They're at the top of the list for vaccinations. And they're also having outbreaks. And a third of the people were the vaccinated. Same thing is happening in Chile, in Uruguay. Very interesting. Our magnificent 12 doctors, I think, are very correct about what's coming. Very correct. In Power Hour News, doctors investigate mystery brain disease in Canada. People were getting something equivalent to Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, the same thing the vice president of AstraZeneca died from. So we look at those little black critters you find in the mass and those other glowing light things that are in the swabs and wonder if they're implanting things deep inside your sinus cavities and puncturing the cribriform plate that allows access through the castle wall into the brain in classic siege warfare techniques on a micro scale. And then I was reminded there could be another thing. I remember watching a documentary many years ago with a mysterious disease affecting a river body in New England somewhere. And I don't exactly remember how it panned out, but there was something in the water, some sort of microscopic spore that did the same thing. And it took a long time before somebody figured it out. And like many things, it takes a long time to figure it out, especially in a time of universal deceit. Lockdowns bring Canada's job market recovery to a temporary halt. Well, that just kind of goes without saying. In a lot of ways, it's even worse, because I hear from one of my researchers that, no pun intended, about the logjam for lumber and building supplies, is the stuff's there. It's just not being sent out. And in another thing, it was, pipe was being sent back to the manufacturer with the opinion that it was to be destroyed and not distributed. That drives prices up, but it slows the building. And part of that would be, in a war, you would bomb your enemy's supply lines. But in this war that is rather archaic and unique, you would just stop the supply lines and choke them off with the same effect. Who asked Big Pharma for more transparent vaccine data with fewer redactions to boost public trust and scientific integrity? There is no scientific integrity. You are just being drawn off in a cart in like medieval times to go to be burned at the stake like a heretic. They are liars. They are poisoners. Integrity? They have no integrity. This science of theirs is a religion, and as one previous host on Power Hour said when he translated pharmacia, the Greek, it's witchcraft, spells. Obviously, something done more in the line of Eye of Newt in a great story. UK under 40s to be offered alternative to AZ vaccine. Well, that's another one, too. You got all these little blood clots. I have another report that Russians did an autopsy, just like the Italians did. Who's, oh, don't do that. And they found, when they did the autopsy, that the body was rife with clots all over. So there's the one that gets you. And then there were oodles of smaller ones. And they used a very archaic medication in their treatment for those clots. It was called aspirin. Aspirin. And then a drug I'm not familiar with that probably apes or mimics some sort of drug like hydroxy or ivermectin. And the people got better. They didn't need to be intubated. They didn't need to be buried. Because the solutions are there. It's just as if you were on a sinking ship. And it's banned to use the lifeboats. It's banned to put on life preservers. It's banned to send out an SOS. And then you talk about how evil those ships are, taking you down to the bottom. Well, if we could have used our safety procedures, we probably could have saved a lot of people. But we're not allowed to, because they are meant to die, because this is a genocide. They can call it whatever they want, flavor it any way they want, but that's the end game, the ultimate thing, is to completely capture and take over the human race, turn them into anti-human life, of one sort or another for that other anti-Christ type thing that is supposed to take over the world, but can only do it through subversion and trickery. Because if we do what the great psychiatrist said, to relearn, to keep studying, to go over the basics, what your constitutional rights are, repeat them over and over and over again. The Lord's Prayer, repeat it over and over again. Certain things in Scripture, they can't get you. You're immune. No food and no fuel. Colombia torn by protests and violent crackdown. Well, that's something that can easily happen to many nations very, very quickly as they degenerate further and further into the abyss. And if this goes to the next stage, I'd hate to see it happen, but it's probably a foregone conclusion that if many of these so-called vaccinated start to feel the effects and die and perish in droves, we're going to be in a whole new world order. A new movie's coming out just on that scenario called Songbird. And I haven't watched the trailer for it yet, but I read a little bit about the background of it. So you have the variant COVID-23 in the year 2024, and people are dropping like flies. Hint, 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 hint. Biden cuts God out of Day of Prayer proclamation. That's the whole reason, really, why we're here, is they've taken God out of the equation. God is very clear about those kinds of things, and he puts us to the test. 2 Thessalonians 2, I'm big on, because God sends strong delusion to us. Maybe a delusion that Biden is the president, a delusion that the media is our God, a delusion that there's a disease that does not really exist in the manner that they describe it to us, that they twist and manipulate every factoid that they can get their hands on to enslave us, impoverish us, and ultimately destroy us. I say calling on the name of the Lord is very important, just as it was many times before. They always say there's no atheists in a foxhole. We're in a big foxhole. It is time to access the ultimate power. Florida House passes bill banning business from requiring COVID vaccine passports. You gotta love that state, and you gotta love that governor. It's just common sense, really. But in time, if our analogies are correct, that will turn on them completely. Because if the vaccinated are contaminated and a threat to society, they will be the new lepers. And if they emit toxic materials from their bodies to infect the healthy, well, they will have to be kept in quarantine. So their big illusion of surrendering your soul and your rights and your freedoms so you could travel might turn out to be the devil's ultimate trap, because you'll have to spend the rest of eternity confined into whatever leper colonies are designed. Florida Governor DeSantis signed sweeping elections that will be revising states' rules for mail voting and drop boxes. I hear Comrade Trudeau wants to get into mail voting. It works so good, you know. Can have five guys vote 5 million times each and just cut to the chase. I'm almost more in line with the fact that you publicly raise your hand in front of a crowd to say what your choice is, because I know your hand is attached to your body. And it's not like it's such a big secret, because all the names are on a ballot anyway. But this level of cheating pretty much shows us there are no legitimate governments. And if there are, you could probably count them on one hand. So to see them take us into the maelstrom of eternity is completely sacrilegious. Texas moves toward permit-free gun carrying, joining 5 other states this year. See, that was the other one, too, that seemed to backfire on them. You have to have a permit to have an inalienable right. It's like, can I see your breathing license? Have you got your walking license? you know, you got your hearing license that you can listen to that sound, you're free. Those are inalienable rights. So even though we got sucked into the paper chase where people had to have this permit, that permit, this permit, and concealed carry went on, now we're going to about, it's permitless because it's a constitutional right. It's inalienable. And it was also the ultimate reset button that the founding fathers left for the American people, because it is the ultimate court, the mob, the crowd, but an armed crowd. So when the government's crooked, the police are crooked, the courts are crooked, and there's nowhere to turn, you link arms and all stand together because you're the government. And you fire all these cronies, or better yet, arrest them and put them away where the sun don't shine. Who gets custody of the Gates Foundation? We can get into that a little more on the other side and talk about the great divorce between Bill and Melinda Gates. I wonder if it's going to pan out. We are Power Hour Nation. We are strong. We are invincible. Because we put something up front the president doesn't have the nerve to say.
About probiotics. Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.